This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friend. Life has presented us with another opportunity to have a conversation here, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Here's what you need to know about the Dallas situation as thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in a lot of cities around the country over this weekend, protesting the killings of the black men at the hands of police. And then there's the situation, the brutal attack in Dallas, 5 officers dead, 9 wounded. So I'm a bit of a conspiratorialist, and there are people who listen to this program who know that I am a conspiratorialist, and so they feed me information because some of them are conspiratorial in their own thinking as well. Does it occur to anybody, and this is, I'm only a reporter here for the purposes of those who might go bananas hearing this theory. You do with it what you please. 888-302-3684. Comment line. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Twitter, continuing online live conversation there at Good Day Show. The whole focus on black killings by white police officers, the conversation, at least with some, stopped with the death of the 5 white police officers in Dallas, killed by a black man. Is there anybody beside the person who sent me the note, who I will not identify, not important anyway, I could, but this is where the thought comes from, but the thought that the conversation could have changed, might have changed, has changed with some people because the white officers were gunned down by this black guy. There's sort of a, see? The idea that black people would shoot white officers counters the white officers shooting the black people. And in that way, there is a, there's some sort of justice. The idea that we haven't got a problem in our country with white officers killing black people. And by the way, this is always men. I think we brought that up on Friday. It's always men. But the shooting death of that fellow Castile outside of St. Paul, the Baton Rouge thing, there's a lot of room for discussion and doubt there. I don't see that there is much with this guy Castile. And the tremendous chain of protesting. You see, I think this is good. I think there are so many people who are so angry in our country about lots of things. And you've heard me say this any number of times. It's time for protests. It's time for demonstrations. It's time for not civil disobedience, but for things to get enough, to get hot enough so that something's done. So what better way to calm people down or try to calm people down than to have a shooting where 5 white police officers are shot by a black guy? And then why is it in some of these circumstances that the perpetrator, the shooter, is always dead at the end? And to the point that the Dallas police sent in a robot with a bomb to kill this perpetrator in Dallas. Why do we swift justice? There are a lot of people say, yeah, good, we got him. Well, or do you want to know what the story is?
People want to know what the story is, but in Dallas, I really think that they didn't have any other option, considering the people who were trying to arrest him were the people that he was targeting. So as they were trying to approach him, he was shooting fire at them. And at least from what I've seen, they didn't feel that they had any other way to stop him from shooting. They couldn't send police officers in without more getting injured. I don't think they felt they had any other way but sending in a robot.
Well, that's what would happen if they didn't have a robot. What would be if they didn't have any other way? I don't agree that they didn't have any other way.
I mean,
there were a lot of people that would have put their lives on the line.
It's true, but would that have been better? I mean, they did have a robot, so is that relevant?
Yeah, the fact that they had it, I'm not saying it's not relevant. I'm just saying.
What's more important, keeping the suspect alive or risking more police officers' lives?
I think it depends on what you think the story is. I think the answer to that question is depends on your point of view. Keeping him alive means that the story, complete story, perhaps gets told. Shooting him, killing him, everybody speculates on the story. Why did this guy do that? Et cetera, et cetera. And the police were happy that he was offed. Police there, police pretty much everywhere. The protests over the weekend, police, protest leaders, a lot of politicians, a lot of mayors especially, but the president had things to say about this. A lot of protesters got arrested. The intense and sometimes violent clashes erupted in places that were close to where these things took. But here in Los Angeles, I'm in Los Angeles today, there were traffic blocking major intersections all around town. New York City, same thing. Atlanta, same thing. Is this appropriate under the circumstances? More angles on this as the situation in Dallas isn't going away, as oftentimes it does after 3 or 4 days in the news cycle. These things pretty much evaporate, but that's not the case here because it's a warm summer, and the summer is a great time for protesting. What do you know? What do you think? 888-302-3684. It's 13 and change past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-569-5035. 1-800-569-5035.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
16 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Monday, the 11th of July, the focus on Dallas, the protests around the nation, widespread unrest and dissatisfaction with all kinds of things now surfacing. Here's something, though, that is, this is, I suppose, a good side, a positive side of this. A mother from Dallas named Shadmia Taylor, who was shot in the leg during the shooting last week, spoke from her hospital yesterday, expressing her admiration for the police who helped shield her from the bullets that were spraying around. Here's that story in detail.
I heard him when he said, "Is anybody hit?" My son said no, because he didn't know I was shot. And I was saying yes, but I wasn't saying it loud enough so my son could hear me, because I didn't want him to hear me. And the officer said it again, kind of loud, and I said, "Yes, sir, I'm hitting my leg." And the other officer jumped on top of me and covered me and my son. I'm so thankful for the Dallas Police Department and the whoever else, ACF, I don't know who was down there, but I'm thankful for all of them, because they had no regard for their own life. They stayed there with us. They surrounded my son and I. And I'm so thankful for that, because all I could do was just lay on top of him and just pray.
Ms. Taylor said, quote, "I've always held police officers in a high place. My youngest son, since he's been six, that's all he wants to do is be a police officer. I'm going to support him in that. I'm going to continue to support my community and my police. If anything, it's just made my admiration for them greater." Is that part of the conspiracy, if there is one? Going back to what I said a few minutes ago from the idea that was sent to me about police being out of favor, and this is a good way to put them back into favor. What I'm tired of seeing in all of this are all of the hashtag Black Lives Matter comments going back and forth. All lives matter. Maybe it was a good thing. I'm not suggesting that it wasn't a good thing for this movement, because I think a lot of people have, for whatever the reason, their discriminatory tendencies have surfaced, let's put it that way. And under this circumstance, there is attention, and there has been a lot of attention, to the lives of black men, especially as a result of all of these shootings by white police officers. Whether it's all good or all bad, neither of those things. But I find it distracting to see now the focus on just black. I think all lives matter. But in this circumstance, there are people who just kind of want to throw a little more gas on the fire, and that's not going to help anything.
I don't think most black people, and this is, I know plenty of people don't agree with the Black Lives Matter, and I'm sure that there are some things wrong with the movement, but no one's saying that all lives don't matter. To me, it's like feminism. There's feminism so that the problems, yes, even though women technically have all the same rights as men, you don't see that. We don't experience all of the same things. And I think the same thing goes for Black Lives Matter. The movement exists because black people still face things that people of other races don't. And I'm sure
that's
that
a generalization. I understand your point of view. Yeah. And there are a lot
so
of things.
I think to say that all lives matter, it's the same as saying, well, all sexes matter. All genders matter. It kind of eliminates the things that people have faced that other people haven't because of their race or their gender.
I think that there's plenty of there's plenty of stuff going on now with everybody that we have never faced before, and that's one of the problems. 2020 News Quiz question time. What country has issued a warning to its men to not go to our country? The population of this island nation mostly is black, geographically pretty close to the U.S. What is the story? What country are we talking about? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize here at 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Joining us again now is a lady who's been on before helping us have fun, and I think maybe we're in that mood, in that mode. Abaha Tektashian is here with an overview of things for the summertime. I was actually focused earlier, Bahar, on how to make the feeling last. You go on vacation, you come back, what do you do? I suggested that you put on a board at work, maybe on your computer, the tickets to something that you saw that was great, or a menu from a restaurant that you experienced that was great, or you went into some wonderful little coffee shop and you have the receipt for that. You can almost smell the coffee, that sort of thing. Am I on the right path?
Yeah, I mean, summertime is the time of year where you really want to kind of indulge and have fun and really take advantage of the weather, the opportunity to hang out with your friends and family, and, you know, go to parties and throw parties and just enjoy this time.
One of the doctors that's associated with this program has been talking this week about sunscreens.
Yes.
Apparently, this is something the more popular sunscreens are not as effective. And the ladies that are here on the program with me, fair-skinned as they are, we're interested in what the right sunscreen. So I might ask your opinion of that and compare it to the doctors.
Sure. I think, you know, what we do know is that sunscreen what we do know is that the sun can be very damaging and very dangerous. Not only can it potentially, you know, cause you to get skin cancer, but, you know, for other reasons as well, it kind of accelerates the aging process as well. So in order to really protect yourself, you do want to use some precautions. So I do, of course, really believe that sunscreen is important. I think you have your options as far as what kind of sunscreen you want to use. A lot of different, you know, magazines will test sunscreens. Consumer Reports likes to test sunscreens. So just do your research and see what works for you and your family. I always use, no matter what, I use a sunscreen on my face every day of the year because, you know, my face is always exposed to the sun, whether it's winter or summer. And the rest of the year, always use at least an SPF 30 if you're going to be out in the sun doing yard work or laying out, going to the beach. I think the bottom line is sunscreen does work, and it's better than using nothing at all. So well, you just need to do your background research.
You don't want to protect yourself from the sun all the time. You'd like to get as much natural vitamin D as you can.
Well, what I do know is you can get vitamin D from, you know, eating the right food, drinking milk, you know, having a lot of dairy. But I do agree that a little bit of sun every day is good. But, you know, we're just making sure that people don't lay out in the sun for prolonged periods of time.
When you go to the beach, what do you bring for snacks?
Okay, snacks are like my favorite topic because I love to snack throughout the day. I always make sure to bring, you know, a beverage to keep me hydrated, so definitely water. Another beverage that I do like, but it's really fun for the summertime, it's called Truly Spiked and Sparkling, and this is a spiked sparkling water. And if you've never tried this before, you really want to listen up because this is a clean, crisp, and really refreshing alternative to light beers and wines and cocktails. It comes in this beautiful glass box. Glass bottle, and it's got a hint of fruit, which is really nice for the summertime. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs, and what's amazing is not only is it refreshing, but it really satisfies you without the added sugar and excess calories that a beer or a wine or a cocktail might have.
Who makes that? Where do you get that stuff?
So the company is called Truly Spiked and Sparkling, and it's naturally gluten-free, which is important for a lot of people, made just with cane sugar, no artificial flavors or sweeteners. And it comes in 3 really lovely flavors, Colima lime, grapefruit and pomelo, and pomegranate. So you put this in a cooler and you crack one open on the beach or, you know, during your party, you're going to love it. Your friends are going to love it. You're going to love it. So that's
nice.
One thing.
All right. Good suggestion. Thank you. Baja is here with us as someone promoting summer. Baja Takashian. Good day.
A group of stakeholders in agriculture forms an alliance to help everyone in the farm-to-table food chain work better with each other. That's today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain, talks about the launch of the Farm to Table Alliance.
It's a collection of organizations that are interested in the production, the use and benefits of sustainable local farm fresh seasonal products, and supports a very important exchange between practitioners, policymakers, and consumers while also promoting food safety.
Learning how to produce a crop and finding a market is only part of the battle. Strain says you need to understand the procedural part as well. To learn more, just enter Farm to Table Alliance into any internet search engine. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Astounding that we are back again, right? Goes on from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, 34 after the hour. Hi to the folks that we've heard from already in this hour in Indianapolis and Raleigh, Milwaukee, the Providence area, Nashville, all over that state. The folks in Greensboro, how do you do? Norfolk, Virginia, down in Florida, three or four stations checking in. Memphis, KWAM, how do you do? Hello, this is a continuing conversation. Cost you nothing to be involved. 888-302-3684. As a matter of fact, let's, using that phone number, go back to the 2020 News Quiz question, which I gave a little short shrift. This is, if you're new to the program, in this hour, this is an in-depth hour in which I take as much time as I can with usually two or three different items. Today, I think much of what we need to talk about, and then maybe it'll calm down as we go across the week. But because of so much tension, protesting against police violence continuing this past weekend in lots of cities, there were 30, I don't know, maybe 40 people arrested in Baton Rouge, where there's great cause for concern, and legitimately so. As all of this stuff unfolds, the question for us at the 2020 News opportunity, 888-302-3684, has to do with a country that is near to us over the weekend issuing a travel warning about coming to our country. Basically, I want to know the name of the country that's issued this warning, and the warning is aimed at men not to come to the United States of America. The population of this island nation is pretty much all black. Geographically, it's pretty close to our country. What country are we talking about? 888-302-3684. The book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, a book by Maria Trilogy. I was reading it again last night. There are 40 absolutely wonderful things that will help put, calm you down at the end of the day, give you some inspiration. That's how I used it last night. I just kind of calmed down at the end of the day. So, and we need to calm down with all of this hoopla. What country has issued a warning to its men not to come to the U.S.? It's an island, small island, off the coast of our country, mostly black population. 888-302-3684. Come on with the information before around 20 of the hour. I'll give you a chance to go on the air. We'll have a conversation more about the protests, all the lights. Every time I saw a police car this weekend, I came to L.A. Saturday for an event Saturday night honoring my friend Warren Eckstein, and I am doing some business here this week and probably going to go over to Denver for a day or so tomorrow. My cousin Dougie Morton, about whom you have heard me speak, died yesterday after having Alzheimer's for about, well, he started showing signs of it, heavens, 9, 10, 11 years ago. It became really bad 3 or 4 years ago. And 3 or 4 months ago, he was pretty much the fact that he became a vegetable. I went to see him 3 or 4 months ago, and I couldn't believe my eyes. But I'd really never seen, I'd never been around anybody who had Alzheimer's or dementia. So he stopped eating and drinking as of the 1st of July, and his wife notified us yesterday that he'd passed away. His father, Dudley, is my namesake. Dudley Walker Morton was the commander of the USS Wahoo, which during World War II sunk more tonnage than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. You may know the movie Destination Tokyo. That was about him and his exploits. And this guy was a good guy. Wonderful human being. And it wasn't that old. He was only, I think, 6 years older than I am. It's tough stuff. All right, so we're... The distraction from Dallas brings us back around to talking more about Dallas. This guy who did the shooting apparently was he was really focused on this and been planning it for quite a long time. What are the real issues here? Is it Black Lives Matter? Is it the police? Is it guns? Is it social unrest in general? Is it our country is too big and it can't be controlled? What is the issue? How do you take apart the issue here, if you care to share? 888-302-3684. In the meantime, let me pursue the conversation with Greg, who's in Garden City, Kansas. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What do you make of this whole situation? What events, if any, take place when there's something like this going on nationally? Does your town, the people in your town, or people close by, do they become outspoken? Is there a lot of conversation about what happened, not only in Dallas, but the other shootings last week? Is there much of that as common thread to conversation where you are in central Kansas, or is it not that big a deal?
I really don't get out and talk that much to people, so I just kind of just do my own thing.
Yeah. And so how does it strike you, all of this?
I kind of agree with what you said about being a conspiratorialist or something.
Conspiratorialist, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of go along that line.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a consideration one way or another, frankly. My theory, for those of you who didn't hear me a half hour ago talking about the situation, all of a sudden the attention comes, at least from some, away from white officers shooting a black man to all these white men being shot by a black guy and a veteran at that. You know, they say, well, look at this. This justifies the police actions. I'm not sure that we can come to that conclusion, but it's a way to get the focus away from what perhaps the real issue is. All right, so Greg, what island nation has issued a warning to its men not to come to the U.S.?
Haiti.
Haiti is not the answer. The answer is the Bahamas. The government of the Bahamas, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration, issued a warning over the weekend to Bahamian men traveling to the U.S. The basic bottom line is don't come. And so, well, close. Haiti, not too many people going anywhere from Haiti these days under the sad circumstances of what happened there. They haven't really moved on from beyond where they are. It's hard. There's no infrastructure, not much going on in Haiti. Appreciate the call, Greg, and thank you for listening to Good Day. Yeah, it's not Haiti and the Dominica. It is the Bahamas are just off the coast of Florida. And there are a lot of, it's almost like it was a protectorate in some ways, back and forth a lot. A lot of people working in Florida who come from the Bahamas. But I can see where someone might come to that conclusion. Can't you? Under the circumstances, you can see how somebody might come. Here's the news story that explains the Bahamian travel warning.
The tensions from police shootings and this week's ambush on police officers in Dallas isn't just being felt in the U.S. It's even palpable to the government in the Bahamas. On Friday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration issued a warning to Bahamians traveling to the U.S. It was directed specifically at Bahamian men. The ministry said, in particular, young males are asked to exercise extreme caution in affected cities in their interactions with the police. Do not be confrontational and cooperate. The travel advisory also urges Bahamians not to participate in demonstrations and to avoid crowds altogether.
This, all right, so that's not much more to it than that. I'm interested in talking a little more about Micah Johnson. We'll do that in a moment. 43 past the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora Probiotic Fizzy Drink Mix. Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummy and Fizzy Drink Mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
46 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. That was interesting. One of the large, there are various groups of radio stations. I don't want to get too technical, but the radio world controlled for the most part by two very large companies, Clear Channel, now called iHeart, and Cumulus in terms of station ownership. But there are pockets of companies that have specific areas of interest. One of them is called Radio One. Radio One is a black-owned company, a family that started in the Washington area. A lady's name who started was Kathy Hughes. She and her son, Arthur Liggins, and other people run. I'm not sure how big the station group is. They have some syndicated programming that they do. 56 urban radio stations around the country. And they made a statement that I thought was interesting over the weekend that focuses on the events of this past week in our country. They said in a statement, quote, "There is no doubt this is a critical moment in our history. From Baton Rouge, Minneapolis to Dallas, the outcry of black people reverberating around the country, our prayers and condolences are with the bereaved families," and lists the name of the police officers and the other men that were killed. "Through the chain of events this week, the sound of frustration and the outrage are becoming all too familiar. Black lives matter because all lives matter. Martin Luther King said, the ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. The killing must stop. It does not serve anyone. Certainly there is a better solution." This is a statement from the radio company Radio One, a black-operated operation. "We are not anti-police. We are anti-police misconduct, abuse, and excessive force. We must protect the civil rights and lives of black Americans, and we must protect law enforcement officers who serve our communities. Both of these goals can coexist and equally be served. Unfortunately, when these ideas are not aligned or remembered, we are forced to live with the greatest of all, the loss of life, the greatest problem of all. Acknowledging the significance of this moment, we have leveraged our media platforms of radio, TV, interactive, to encourage our community to lift their voices and be heard, promote peace in the street, demand justice, accountability, and reform in our police and justice systems." So, would you take what they've said to heart? Would you agree that men and women of color do not get a fair trial, do not get treated fairly by our system, the police or the justice system? Frankly, I believe that it's true. I don't think that black people, I don't think poor people get a fair shake in the system. It just isn't. It is not justice for all. I think I talked about that on July 4th. One of the many problems here. This fellow that killed the police in Dallas, Micah Johnson, received instruction at the Academy of Combative Warrior Arts in Dallas a couple of years ago, the founder said. One would wonder why some place like that would exist even. You wonder that? 50 minutes past the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Stephan with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website is moneyanswers.com. He has the answer to a very important question that you are asking yourself, you've been asking yourself, but especially since the Brexit vote, maybe we need to focus in on what's happening with treasuries. My lifetime and your lifetime, Jordan, I'm guessing we haven't seen anything that was any rockier than this. We've seen rocky times for sure, but this is one for the record books.
It is, Doug, really. We have the lowest interest rates ever in modern times, basically. This last week, the 10-year U.S. Treasury went down to 1.3%. The 20-year Japanese Treasury went to minus 1%.
How do you do that?
20 years. No, you're going to lose money for 20 years. That's just really, really crazy. So interest rates have been plummeting around the world since the Brexit vote. To me, it's really a sign of deflation. Prices falling, the world getting slower. And I think it's going to continue to have incredibly low interest rates, not only on long-term treasuries, things like the 10-year treasury, but short-term stuff, bank accounts, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, zero. And you're going to continue to get zero as far as the eye can see, basically.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, in this environment, when you're not getting anything out of your saving account, your money funds, CDs, all of this stuff is a problem. There is an investment for an investor who wants to earn a decent yield. This is really quite phenomenal. The commercial real estate income funds. Explain, please.
Correct. So, yeah, commercial real estate income fund is a way of earning a very secure 8% yield over 1 year. You get monthly checks, which you can either take if you like. If you want to reinvest them, put them back into the fund, you know, that works fine as well. Your listeners can find out about these things at a kind of educational website, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. There's also a phone number, 888-444 2102. So this is what they do, Doug. These commercial real estate income funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing properties, build new ones, somehow adding value to existing commercial properties. Could be like a shopping center, could be an apartment building, assisted living, some kind of commercial property one way or the other. Now, unlike the stock market, which has been wildly volatile, plunging and soaring, you know, in the last week or so here, real estate does not fluctuate in value hardly at all. So your holdings of the fund really do not go up or down at all. The minimum to hold these things is 18 months. After that, you can get your money out, you know, whenever you like. And you can keep your money in as long as 10 years. And another thing about this, you can do this inside an individual retirement, an IRA, whether a Roth or traditional, and you can do it outside an IRA, so you can do it both ways. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I think a lot of people are looking for. They don't want to be in this wild roller coaster here, and getting 8% instead of zero is a pretty good deal.
When we started talking about this, one of the first calls that I got, first questions, is there a minimum investment? Is there, do you put $100, $1,000, $10,000? What's required if, in fact, you decide you want to have this secure 8% investment?
The minimum is $25,000, because, you know, there's a lot of paperwork involved in doing it, but it's $25,000. But unlike other things, there are no fees or commissions whatsoever. So the way it works is the managers of the fund have such confidence they're going to do well that they only get paid after you get your 8% as an investor. So the management fees are kind of on top of, which is what I call the preference yield. You get it first. And there are no commissions. You know, if you go get an annuity or an insurance policy or a mutual fund or something, a broker's going to charge you a commission of some kind. And say you have a mutual fund, they're going to do an annual management fee. So even if the fund does badly, you pay them to lose your money. That's not a particularly good deal.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly.
No commissions or annual management fees of any kind, which means that 100% of what you invest gets invested in the fund. So right from there, you're off to a good start.
But speaking of percentages, only 70% of the required investment comes from the investors. The value of the property, 70%. You're lending money, or these people are sending money to these developers after they have an appraisal, and it's only 70% of the total value, right?
That's like a safety, what I call the equity cushion. That's correct.
Yeah,
so
right.
The chance of it going down is almost nil when you've got that kind of a safety cushion there, yes.
All right.
And on top of that, you also get a quarterly profit sharing as well. So it's 8% is the basic. You probably will get a little bit more than that as well.
Commercial Real Estate Income Funds. .com, plural, commercial real estate income funds.com, or call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. Our thanks to Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website again is moneyanswers.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.